very excited to get things kicked off here and opening up Dream Drive. We've got a few speakers we're going to hear from, and then we'll cut our ribbon and get things started. So to get things started, we have first Packers President CEO Mark Murphy. Mark.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, everybody, coming out on a beautiful day. It's great to be here at the start of training camp. Certainly an exciting time of year for everybody across the NFL, but especially here in Green Bay. We're excited to kick off the third year of Dream Drive with American Family Insurance. We're really pleased to see how American Family Insurance shows commitment to one of our great traditions, not only in the, for the Packers. This is one of the greatest traditions in the NFL. The bicycle tradition, our players riding kids' bikes, goes back to the Lombardi era, and it's something that we're really, really pleased to have American Family Insurance be a part of. Dream Drive that you're all standing on is a fixture at training camp and enhances the fan experience, especially for kids. You know, young people in our community are such an important part of the Packers family, which is why the Packers and American Family Insurance have partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay for Dream Drive. Each day, children from the local Boys and Girls Club will ride to practice on a dream bike with a Packers player. Dream Drive can help kids feel like an even bigger part of training camp. We're looking forward to another great training camp. Thanks again for coming out, and here's to the beginning of a great season for the Packers.
Thanks, Mark. And next up, we're very excited to welcome back from American Family Insurance, Dan Kelly, their CFO and treasurer. Dan?
Thank you, Aaron, and good morning, everyone. It's great to be here at the start of training camp for the third year in a row, as Mark mentioned. American Family Insurance is certainly proud to partner with this great organization, being the official insurance company of the Green Bay Packers. At American Family, we believe in the power of dreams, and what is more powerful than the dreams that Lambeau Field produces? It's especially rewarding to be a part of this partnership with this great organization, this community, the fans, everyone who's out here. So that is quite rewarding for us at American Family. Today, as part of the opening of camp, we also celebrate the opening of Dream Drive, as Mark said. It's a great Green Bay Packer tradition. We've got five bikes that are out here today. They are five bikes with sidecars. They have fun and creative themes that honor the rich heritage of the state of Wisconsin. As you take a look at them, see if you can identify some of them, but they are known as the Cheese Chariot, the Dream Driver, the Camo Cruise Cycle, the Club Seat Cruiser, and of course the Log Cabin Cruiser. For those of you who were here last year, you may remember we had another bike called the Towser Transmitter. Anybody remember that from last year? It was named in honor of Packer great Mark Towser. Well, that bike has been retired this year. Hopefully you're not looking for it. It's been retired. You know, we decided to retire that bike. It was a little heavy. It was a little bulky. And at times it was somewhat immovable. Those were great characteristics if you are the right tackle for the Green Bay Packers, but not if you are a bike that's supposed to take players and kids up and down Dream Drive. So that bike has been retired. Mark will be here later today, so if you want to talk to him about that, certainly bring that up with him. As mentioned, we've partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Green Bay. Each day, kids from that group who would not have the opportunity to participate in this great tradition will be allowed to experience that with the bikes that we have here. They will be part of it each day, and they will be able to ride with a Packer player. Also this year, we have a new bike for the fleet. It's an adaptive bike. It's a special themed adaptive bike. A Packer player will ride the bike with a specially designed wheel. It's operated with hands and arms to make the bike go forward as opposed to pedaling with your feet. Also riding on that, on another specially designed bike, is George Hyshaw, a young man from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who was born with spina bifida. He also has an adaptive bike that he will be taking back and forth today to the practice. So really, you talk about an opportunity for someone who would not have an opportunity and to achieve a dream. Here's one right here for George. So thanks for coming today, George.
Thank you.
So look for all these special bikes throughout the course of the entire Packer training camp. Be sure to check out Dream Zone today. There's a lot of activities that can occur over there. You can see, check your own football skills, perhaps get a football card printed of yourself. It's located right behind you in the tailgate Tundra Zone. And lastly, occurring there today, also at noon, is a one-day-only 30-minute interview with Coach McCarthy and Mark Tauscher. That's at noon, as I said. It's a 30-minute interview, and there will be time for some Q&A when that's over as well. So enjoy your day as another Packer season gets underway. What an exciting day this is. I've been looking forward to it myself. I'm sure everyone out here is as well. Last but not least, thanks on behalf of American Family, and go Pack, go.
Thank you, Dan. And next we're going to hear from Packers coach Mike McCarthy. Coach?
Well, what a beautiful day to start training camp, and definitely off to a great start with the opening of the AmFam Dream Drive. This is such a unique experience for everybody. Just to see the kids lined up here this morning, you definitely know training camp is here. And we are ready to start. Our players are really excited about this unique, one-of-a-kind opportunity. And frankly, it's always fun to hear the stories, particularly some feedback that the players may get after. And here we go. We're off to the races. Starting a little early. That's all right.
It's a unique ribbon cutting.
That's right. Well, he wants to be first. You got to love that. So you got the right jersey on there, too, young man. But like I said, it's a unique experience. It's one of a kind. But this is something that's gone on since Coach Lombardi, something that American Family has taken to a whole different level with the opening of the Dream Drives. Thank you for being here. And once again, it is now official. Training camp will start because the Dream Drive is open. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Coach. And lastly, we've got from the Boys and Girls Club, Eric Vandenhoevel, their chief academic officer. Eric?
Thanks, Aaron. The Boys and Girls Club of Greater Green Bay has been serving youth in the Green Bay community in an out-of-school time environment for almost 50 years. Each year, some 4,000 kids will walk through our door to experience one of our three core program areas: academic success, leadership and character development, and healthy lifestyles. It's part of our mission to help those who need us most to achieve their full potential. Today we have an opportunity to help those youth with a really unique experience. Over 60 club kids over the course of training camp will have an opportunity to ride with one of their Packer heroes on one of these Dream Drive bicycles. And this experience would not be possible if it weren't for the special partnership between American Family Insurance, the Boys and Girls Club, and the Green Bay Packers. It's organizations like these and countless others throughout the community that help us to achieve our mission and help to serve kids. I'd like to thank Coach McCarthy for continuing to allow the players to participate in this unique opportunity. I'd like to thank American Family Insurance and the Green Bay Packers for their passion for youth in this community and for the work that they put into making this experience possible. I know I've got a group of eager kids over here who are anxious to get started, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. And now we will cut our ribbon. So I'm going to invite up our four speakers. So before we cut, let's allow everyone to get a photo. Everyone good? All right. And three, two, one. All right.